This man, Tim, why don't you introduce him? Because I know him as a great lifelong Melbourne supporter who wears his heart on his sleeve, but you see him almost daily. And what would it mean for him?
Well, we're about to speak to Nick McCallum. I'm surprised he's actually even survived the night. Good morning to you, Nick. How are you?
Hello. Hello, Tim. Hello, Gary. I tell you what, there were many, many moments on Saturday where I had a big tear in my eye. But the one moment that made me really tear up is when I saw Gary walking up with that Premiership Cup. I could tell, Gary, that you were struggling to hold it together, and I certainly was too. Yeah, it was one of the truly great moments.
Hey, Billy, Nick, what does it mean to you as a lifelong Melbourne fan to witness what you did on Saturday night?
Well, here's the thing, Tim. Yesterday after work, I just wandered around the MCG, because that's all you can do. I went to the car park, and I wandered through the car park, and my mind wandered back to this little boy in the late 1960s and early 1970s who walked through that bloody car park week after week after week with his dad, with his arm around him saying, "Don't worry, one day it will happen." Mm. And it, you know, and he always used to tell me that the tougher the defeats, the sweeter the victories. And now finally, unfortunately, he's long gone, but now I've finally found out the old bastard was right. It was absolutely magnificent. And just wandering around and thinking about those days, thinking about Gary, obviously Robbie Flower, Jimmy Steins, all those guys that we followed for years and years. And it's been absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And there were times when my wife, who's not a particularly strong football fan, we'd arrive home, particularly sort of, you know, in the 2013, 2014 and 2008, some really disappointing seasons. My wife would look at me and say, "How can you do this to your own sons? How can you make them Demon supporters?" But now it's all worthwhile, and I got the greatest feeling in the world, Gary, and you'll understand this. I got a phone call from a son yelling down the phone, "Thank you for making me a Demon supporter."
Oh, Nick,
all worthwhile after that.
All of those things that you're saying resonate so strongly with me. I did the same thing. I was on the ground, and my mind went to my boys, and so I FaceTimed them. So I got my camera and FaceTimed them while the players are doing a lap of honour, and they were just screaming like 12-year-old kids, like screaming. And then Petrarca had ran past and grabbed the phone and started talking to him, right? And the boys, I've since seen the video of them talking to Christian Petrarca, and it was as beautiful a thing as I've ever seen in my life. They're taking photos, and it's something they'll remember forever. And I think, Nick, the thing about this from a Melbourne point of view is it hasn't always been, you know, it's been hard sometimes to wear the flag or wear the jumper or show the colours, and I just can sense how proud and everyone is. And I think that, you know, the trouble and the heartache they've been through, this makes it all the more worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, and there were periods there where, you know, our boys were at Auskick, and there were periods when they were the only kids at Auskick with Demon jumpers. You know, it was that bad. You know, there are lots of Essendon jumpers, of course, Tim, because we're talking about the early 2000s. There was lots of Essendon jumpers, always Geelong, always Hawthorn. And, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling to feel that. And as Bill was saying earlier, I mean, the one thing I really regret is I've been going to the footy with blokes now for 45, 50 years, and we all feel the same way. And we just couldn't get together. I actually ran into one at the MCG yesterday, and, you know, we both just burst into tears and gave each other a big non-socially distant hug under the statue of Jimmy Steins. And we looked at each other and said, "Who would ever have thought we'd be able to do this?" And it was just magnificent. So it was great. But we went down on Saturday afternoon and had a, you know, my wife said, "Let's have a little picnic at the MCG with a bloke I've been going to the footy with for a million years," which we did. And this old bloke, this kindly old bloke, walked up to us, saw us there in our Demons gear, and said, "Here's something for luck." And he gave us 1964 pennies.
No.
And yeah, and he did. He gave us a 1964. We've subsequently found out he does that quite a bit. So anyway, we got the 1964 penny. And so at half time, Gary, when things were not going great, I sort of left my seat and I walked past, and I'd left the penny on a bench in my bedroom. And I thought, that's not right. So I actually grabbed it and said, I'm going to change this. And I put it into my pocket. Everything turned around, so it was 1964 Penny that won it for us.
I reckon there's going to be plenty of those stories of people go searching for something that's going to swing this thing around halfway through the last quarter.
And Nick, a little bit of something that you'd worn to the Melbourne Games was there at the game on Saturday night as well?
Yeah, well, I was very, very lucky. I have a very old and dear friend called Amber who moved to Perth, who got married.
I ran into her, Nick.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, you'd know her. She used to work at Channel 9 back in the day.
And, that's right.
You'd know her very well. And she's an old friend. And, of course, when we went across in 2018 and Melbourne got absolutely whacked in the preliminary final, she's now a steadfast Eagle. So she gave me absolute hell over that. But this time she sort of made contact and said, I felt really bad. You can't come across. So I sent her one of my favourite scarves in the mail. And it went there, and she took it to the preliminary final and also to the grand final. And another thing, apart from you, that brought a tear to my eye was she sent lots of photos and lots of video of this scarf, my favourite scarf, behind the goals when Melbourne were kicking goals. And it was just absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And I thank her forever, and she's going to send it back. And
it's on eBay. She won't be sending it back, Nick. It's on eBay. The current price is $2,500.
But it's funny, guys. I mean, it's the simple things. I remember as a kid, all I wanted was a WEG poster, or it's now a Mark Knight poster, so I could frame it and put it on the wall, and I've never been able to do that, and now I can do it. So it's going to go on the wall in the same frame as the scarf and the 1964 Penny.
I think you speak for a whole generation and host of Melbourne supporters, Nick. So beautiful to hear you talk this morning. I know how much it would have meant to you, and I don't know how many times you're going to watch that replay, but enjoy every single one of them.
Well, it's three times so far, but I tend to skip through. Watch the first quarter, skip through the second, about halfway through the third quarter, and then it's on high rotation after that.
I think the people that released the video for sale should do exactly that. Just sit out the first quarter, just a wipe of the second and half of the third, and then pick it up when Bailey Fritch kicks that goal.
hardly worth worrying about.
Good on you, mate.
Gary, the atmosphere for you must have been fantastic at that game. I mean, the one thing, and I want to ask you this, the one thing is, how many people were barracking for Melbourne, and they appear as though it was really from the heart in the ground?
Yeah, no, there were, but I tell you what, the Western Bulldogs had great representation. It sort of felt to me like the Western Bulldog fans were, you know, the genuine, if you like, and then Melbourne had their genuine fans, and then the impartial, the ones that weren't invested, sort of had adopted Melbourne. That's the way I read it. But they both had great fans, and Perth have done just such a magnificent job. So, hey, Nick, well done. We're going to keep moving, but
you summed it
up beautifully, and I loved hearing your voice this morning.
Good on you, Gary. Thanks a lot. See you later, Tim.
See you, Nick.
So that's what it is. And now we're going to give you a chance to talk as well. 1-300-736-736. It's what I've been looking forward to. I was given the option of the morning off, Wispy. I said, no chance. I need to come in and share this. I've come in plenty of days on a Monday where we've had our head kicked in and copped plenty.